Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Brett Mega Show. We do something every single week on Fridays at the end of the show. We just look back and think, what's the best thing someone said to you this week? We can all get exhausted or get caught up in the negativity. God knows I have had it rough for a couple of weeks now with my basement flooding. My car got broken into this week. Glass shattered all over. But then if you just focus on that, then you get caught up in the negativity. So you just focus on at least one positive thing. What's one thing someone said to you? And you share what's the best thing someone said to you. Do it with anyone else in your life at 314-531-9890. Just sharing the one positive thing, guarantee, could make you feel better. AB, I guess Hannah's out today, by the way. What's the best thing someone said to you this week?
So we just posted our Christmas U-Haul video on our Instagram, if you go look at that. And we filmed that Monday, and I edited it Monday, and it was done. And it was a lot of hard work. And Brett actually texted me and just said, I know you worked on that video all day. I appreciate you so much. And I think that was my best thing.
I know that you're like texting me like the same day you finished it. I was like, oh my God, filmed a video, edited a video. And I think sometimes people don't realize all the work that goes into these like 60 second, hilarious, fun videos that we post for your enjoyment. And our pain of falling down and trying to decorate a Christmas tree while moving you all hopefully brings you laughter, because I think laughing can cure so much. But what it takes to make that, so much work behind the scenes, so much planning, and AB really drove that
an
ship.
Amazing job.
Kevin drove the car at one point, because I drove the car and almost killed him.
Exactly. Aside from not dying on that video shoot, the best thing that someone said to me this week was my daughter, Kennedy, who texted me and said, Dad, I got an A on my math final for her, first class there at SAUE. So she got an A. Then she texted me again and said, I got an A for my geology.
Damn, look at her go.
I got an A for my music.
No
then
way.
I got an A for, so it was like Kennedy got straight A's her first semester at SAUE.
Wow.
Which is amazing because she was in panic mode early on when she first started this. She was really freaking out, worried about
it. I remember
everything.
You had talked on the show that she felt like maybe the classes were too hard or bit off more than she could chew her first semester at college. I think a lot of people feel that way, your first semester in college.
But to go through it and to persevere and to just get grades like that, that just is awesome. So way to go, Kennedy.
I remember the feeling that you'd have the day, like the moment finals ended, you just turn in your last final and you'd be like nervous that the grades were in, but just this relief that like would fall over you. And then to get the results and keep looking back and refreshing, it's like, A, congratulations. A little love for the show. I did. My car got broken into this week. I was so stressed out and so panicked, and I felt like when it rains, it pours. But it's just like the little things that sometimes, like, AB picked me up, so I'll pick you up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And having friends be able to give you a ride. Like sometimes like, there are things that you might think like in the times of crisis, nothing good is said to you, but like you have a friend that can pick you up that moved, I know AB, the reason she moved to that apartment building was to be closer to me, clearly, and to make sure
clearly.
That to say like, hey, if Brett needs a ride, I need to be closer. So she picked that apartment complex just for me. So thank you for doing that.
You are welcome. I also want to say thank you to Kevin. He offered to come to my apartment and help me hang my curtains.
I appreciate that.
Because that has been a struggle.
If you just little things, just show some gratitude, and I guarantee it'll make your weekend go way better. Happy Friday.